For a few hundred years, it's been believed that Eau Claire got its name from French voyageurs who marveled at the clear water they found there. However, the true origin of the city's name may be a bit muddier than that.
Our next guest did some of his own exploring and discovered that Eau Claire's name may have different roots. Joining us now is Tom Giffey, managing editor for Volume 1. You can find his article on the naming of Eau Claire linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be here.
Well, before we get to what is probably the true story, tell us what we used to believe. What's the traditional story that Eau Claire school kids are brought up believing?
Right, and it was something that I've been a journalist up here for going on 18 years, and it was something I just sort of accepted as fact because it's one of those things that people tell you when you come to town and you're first learning about it. Essentially, it is that it was 250 years ago this very summer. Jonathan Carver, who is a colonial American, hired sort of indirectly by the British Crown to explore this area, which, the French had been running around in trading furs for about a century, but he was the first American or British person to explore the area. Hired some voyageurs and came up the Chippewa River from the Mississippi, and as legend goes, they ran into the Eau Claire River, which flows into the Chippewa right here in downtown Eau Claire, just a few blocks from where my office is. And apparently, because of kind of late spring rains, the Chippewa River was kind of a muddy coffee color, and they had found this beautiful clear water flowing in from the Eau Claire. And several of the older history books I found, they even have a long French quote, which I will not attempt to pronounce the French over the air, but it's basically the voyageurs, you know, waving their chapeaux in the air and shouting, "Clear water, we have clear water, friends. You know, how great is this?" And anyway, this is the story that gets passed down. It was the story that was on my mind when I ran across an old historical marker a few months ago and thought, hey, I can write a good anniversary story out of this.
Right. The problem is it might not be true. And you look at some of the writings of Carver himself, and it does seem pretty unlikely that, you know, he would have transcribed this small paragraph. Let's drink the water. Let's drink. Let's drink. How clear the water. You know, it just keeps going on and on. It doesn't seem exactly, I don't know, verifiable.
I went down the rabbit hole a little bit because I thought, oh, I'll write a 250th anniversary story. And I asked a friend of mine, Bonnie Knight, who is a retired French teacher and who wrote a manuscript about the French fur trade up here, about, you know, what do you know about this? And she says, well, it was Jonathan Carver, but, you know, it might not have been, probably wasn't. And she sent me a little bit of her research. I looked at a few other things, and lo and behold, in his own diary, which you can get a copy of, he makes no mention of Eau Claire or its river. And he took very detailed notes about every little stream that flowed into the rivers he went down, and he didn't even mention that there was a river here. So,
right. So I want to hammer this home. Not only did he not have the story about the French voyageurs yelling "Eau Claire, Eau Claire, clear water," there's no indication that he actually saw the river at all at any point in his trip.
And it's hard to miss. I mean, he mentioned some other small streams around here that I've never even heard of. Made no mention of a big river, or a fairly big river coming into the Chippewa. So I don't know if he was asleep in the canoe at the time or or what happened on his way up. He mentions seeing buffalo grazing a few miles downstream from here. Kind of goes on, waxes about how big the buffalo were and how impressive they were, and talks about the falls upstream and what is now Chippewa Falls, and all the way along the Chippewa going into northern Wisconsin describes things, but no mention of Eau Claire.
So. Okay, so in the absence of that, where do you think this name came from?
Well, as I said, my friend Bonnie Knight had done some research on this, and again, I will not butcher the Ojibwa name, but apparently you go back in the records, and the Ojibwa people, who of course lived here before the French or the English, had a name for it that translates roughly as clear water, or the water of the river is clear, or the water is potable. I guess clear water sounds a little more poetic than potable. It makes sense that the folks that were here before the Europeans came would have a name for the river, and that when they talked to those Europeans, that's the name that got translated. When you go back, actually, in the history of the city of Eau Claire, when Europeans finally settled here almost a century after Carver came through, it was initially called Clearwater, And kind of went back and forth between being called Clearwater and Eau Claire until they actually incorporated the place. So I guess long story short, we can probably credit the Native Americans for that name.
And in the modern day, 250 years after Carver didn't name that river, I mean, do you still look at the Eau Claire River and think, that's a clear river compared to the muddier Chippewa?
That's the funny thing is that, as I mentioned back in June when I was first starting about writing about this, I kind of looked at the water of both rivers, and they're both kind of brown. So I don't notice a qualitative difference. The river maybe is not as clean as it was 250 years ago. It's probably cleaner than it was 50 or 100 years ago, fortunately. We're not dumping parts from sawmills or rendering plants into it anymore, thank goodness. But the water looks pretty much the same, but it still makes for a good story, I guess.
So what do you think? Does Eau Claire need to rethink its markers and it's the story it tells itself about where its name came from?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things that some folks in the historical know probably knew all along. I mean, it's not as if this was some hidden knowledge that I'm the first person to uncover. In fact, you go down to Phoenix Park, which lies at the confluence of the two rivers, and there is a marker there that says, well, this story is probably a legend. Here's a couple other takes on it. So maybe we need a little addendum on that one particular marker I ran across, but I think it's the whole story, and maybe telling it to young people and kids growing up is a good reminder that, hey, the Native Americans were here first, and we can probably credit a lot of the names we have to them, even if they were translated into a different language.
Well, I'll be looking at the city maybe a little differently next time I'm in your neck of the woods. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Tom Giffey is editorial managing editor for Volume 1, talking about how the city of Eau Claire got its name.